Our stories today chronicle transitions. Europe is contemplating a future in which the United States is no longer the strategic and economic partner it has relied on since the end of World War II. Syria marks the first anniversary of its ongoing attempt to build democracy after half a century of authoritarianism. And Australia imposes a landmark ban on social media for youth under the age of 16, joining a handful of countries adopting a practical shift that may reshape parenting and societal norms. It's Tuesday, December 9th. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning. I'm Kurt Schillinger. First, our curation of news briefs from staff writers and wire services. Many of these are developing stories. Find the latest updates at csmonitor.com/newsbriefs. The U.S. Supreme Court heard oral arguments in a case concerning President Donald Trump's firing of a member of the Federal Trade Commission. Some justices believe that agencies such as the FTC have grown bigger and more powerful than is constitutional. With Justice Brett Kavanaugh denouncing broad delegations of power to unaccountable agencies. Justice Elena Kagan said a ruling in favor of Mr. Trump would lead to uncontrolled, unchecked power in the president's hands. China's growing trade surplus is imposing a critical threat to European industry, French President Emmanuel Macron said. He said he pressed Chinese leaders during talks in Beijing last week to reduce the surplus or face European tariffs on Chinese products. "We cannot always be importing. Chinese companies must come to Europe," Mr. Macron told the French daily Les Echos. China's trade surplus recently hit $1 trillion. Also, President Trump said he will sign an executive order this week blocking state-level artificial intelligence regulations. A draft copy of the order that circulated last month said it would enhance America's global AI dominance by creating a uniform policy framework. Tech giants such as OpenAI have argued that differing state laws could hinder innovation. The move faces pushback from citizen groups and some politicians, including Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis, who called Mr. Trump's order federal overreach last month. Now, today's Monitor stories. As always, you can go to csmonitor.com for our latest news. Donald Trump's new national security strategy turns history on its head, dismissing a Europe it says faces civilizational erasure, and praising far-right parties that Moscow supports. How will the United States' transatlantic allies react? Ned Temko writes from London for the Monitor. Historians say presidential pardons have been used in ways that range from serving the chief executive's own family interests to uniting a torn nation after a war. When the power is abused, it can pose a direct threat to democracy, say some critics of actions by President Donald Trump. Linda Feldman reports from Washington for the Monitor. 1 year after rebel forces overthrew a dictatorship and ended a long and costly civil war, Syria still faces many challenges. But hopes for the future and gratitude for newfound freedoms fueled a day of joyful celebrations. Taylor Luck reports from Damascus and Qatayfa, Syria, for the Monitor. Australia's landmark legislation banning social media for youth under the age of 16 is part of a worldwide cultural shift that now sees smartphones as akin to driving and alcohol, for older teens and adults only. While supporters hope other countries follow Australia's lead, critics say legislative bans will be ineffective, create unintended consequences, and infringe on civil liberties. Stephen Humphreys reports for the Monitor. So many books, so little time. Our reviewers have taken some of the guesswork out of picking new books by culling through the last 12 months of the Monitor's 10 best books. We hope you'll find opportunities, whether traveling, waiting in line, or sitting in a quiet spot, to savor the joys of reading. Staff writers and contributors write for the Monitor. Now, commentary from the Monitor's editorial board on defending women's worth and well-being. Over the weekend, tens of thousands of Brazilian women participated in rallies calling for stronger action to tackle violence against women, which remains intolerably high. A few weeks earlier, several thousand South African women participated in lie-downs across the country to call attention to the same issue. Just as women many years ago protested for the changes that we are privileged to experience today, said a South African participant in her 20s, we also need to be the generation that steps up. Coinciding with the global 16 Days of Activism Against Gender-Based Violence campaign, these events underscore how much remains to be done to uphold the safety and dignity of women and girls the world over. As well as laws and enforcement, the process requires confronting deep-rooted traditions and cultural notions that constrain the full participation and vigorous contributions of half the world's population. When women lack equal rights and protection, peace and prosperity are diminished, as The Economist noted in an article entitled, Why Nations That Fail Women Fail. It cited research showing a high correlation between violent instability in a country and the existence of pre-modern attitudes to women, such as restrictive family and property laws, early marriage, polygamy, and sanctioned violence. And in the aftermath of civil strife, it noted, peace tends to last longer when women are at the table. When robust laws are enacted, reporting mechanisms improved, and social stigma recedes, more women and bystanders are willing and able to come forward, as the example of Kazakhstan shows. This Central Asian nation only last year introduced a law to address domestic abuse of women and children. From a few hundred crimes per year previously reported, it identified 19,000 potential cases in just the first 5 months of 2025. In that period, more than 2,000 children sought help and 62,000 adults placed calls, many concerning domestic violence. In all, 191 countries have passed more than 1,500 pieces of legislation to address physical, psychological, and online violence against women. Nearly 100 countries, many of them in the poorest parts of the world, have implemented specialized training for police as the first line of reporting and response. Hundreds of programs have engaged with students, young people, and adults to increase awareness of the issue. While building the confidence and agency of girls and women, 10% of such programs specifically promote awareness and relevant discussions among men and boys. We must raise our daughters differently. We must also raise our sons differently, as author and activist Kimumanda Ngozi Adichie has observed. Ultimately, renewed views of genuine manhood and womanhood that incorporate universal values such as equality and respect can help pave the way for lasting change. The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Today's Christian Science Spiritual Perspective contributor asks whether we are truly open to God's ever-active healing goodness. Find the full column at csmonitor.com/csperspective. Thanks to today's audio production team, Noel Flatt, Audrey Thiebert and Mackenzie Farkas.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor. Copyright 2025.